Saturday's March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. was framed as both a protest against gun violence and a galvanizing moment for teenage activists. Those teenagers included many from the Philadelphia area who trekked to the National Mall. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt tagged along with one group of young activists as they experienced the highs and lows of their first Washington, D.C. protest.
There were about 30 of them. High school students from Science Leadership Academy at Bieber in West Philadelphia. And as their bus rolled toward Washington on Saturday morning, they got a pep talk from a veteran protester.
So it's great to be here on the Cool Kids bus.
Philadelphia Councilwoman Helen Gim made her name as an education activist, a rabble rouser. Today she told the students she was passing the baton to them.
We believe in you, we love you, we uplift you. Let's go down to D.C. and make a ton of trouble.
Almost all the students on the bus said they'd never been to a big national rally before.
I wanted to come for the Women's March here. I've wanted to come a couple times to D.C. for like something like this.
17-year-old Santana Outlaw jokes that people call her the Angela Davis of her school. She's into politics and activism. She even started a club for kids to discuss social justice issues, but she'd never been to a D.C. protest.
And I saw the opportunity to do it for March for Our Lives, and I'm like, well, let me hop on that because I want to go. So here I am.
Outlaw was ready. She wore an all-black outfit accented with a black bandana and hoop earrings. Her backpack was stuffed with rally essentials.
Anything you may need today? A Band-Aid.
Thank you.
Outlaw first took an interest in activism after Trayvon Martin was shot and killed in Florida. He, like her, was young and black, and his death struck a chord.
It could be me, it could be my friends, it could be anybody that I know.
Now, 6 years and countless local protests later, she'd made it to her first massive demonstration.
I'm gonna cry. If I do cry, it's okay. I have makeup wipes. But it's going to be definitely, like, life-changing in a way, and I'm really hoping for that.
I'd like to say that from here everything went smoothly and that lives changed and people found their callings, but that's not what happened. After a confusing subway ride over to the rally site, the students surfaced to a chaotic scene.
Everybody needs to start moving.
The crowd at 12th and Pennsylvania Avenues was stuck in a bottleneck, and soon several of the students found themselves hemmed in with nowhere to move, and only the muffled, distant sound of the rally to keep them company. After about 30 minutes, some of the teenagers started to lose patience.
I'm so hot! I'm so hot!
And the heat boiled over into an awkward confrontation with a woman trying to wheel a stroller through the crowd.
Why are there strollers?
I don't know.
Because they said that you could bring strollers.
Finally, the kids made it into a small clearing across from the Trump International Hotel. They couldn't see the stage or even really the jumbotrons, but they did hear singer Miley Cyrus's rendition of The Climb, and they made the most of it. By 2:30, they were told they had to leave, and so with the rally that they still couldn't see still going on, they headed back to the metro. Santana Outlaw didn't hide her disappointment.
It was a lot crazier than I expected. Hard to get through the crowd. We kind of got stuck at 12th Street. Kind of wanted to make it to, like, 5th.
Outlaw in particular had wanted to see Emma Gonzalez, the survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting with a buzz cut and a strong will, is now a rising star in the gun control movement. And eventually, Outlaw kind of got the chance she was looking for. As the students trudged back home, Outlaw saw on her phone that Gonzalez had taken the stage. In the middle of a dark and crowded subway station, she stopped and stared at a Facebook live stream.
Piano practice. Aaron Feist would never call Kira Miss Sunshine. Alex Schefter would never walk.
The world swirled around her, but Outlaw was totally still. Her face lit only by the light of her phone. Santana stared at Emma, and Emma seemed to be staring back at Santana.
Joaquin Oliver would never play basketball with Sam or Dylan. Elena Petty would never. Kara Lugren would never. Chris Hickson would never. Luke Hoyer would never. Marquin Duque Aguiano would never. Peter Wang would never. Alyssa Alhadaf would never. Jamie Guttenberg would never. Meadow Pollock. would never.
Back on the bus, I asked Outlaw why it was so important for her to see Gonzalez, not Miley Cyrus or Lin-Manuel Miranda, but another teenager.
That's what completed the day pretty much. I'm like, oh, I got to see her. Now I feel better. Now I just feel fulfilled in a way. She is the voice that I've always wanted to have or always wanted to execute. So it feels good to just see someone who I feel like I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, wow, that's me up there, even though it's not actually me. It's me.
There are a lot of Emma Gonzalez's in the world. At Science Leadership Academy Bieber, her name is Santana Outlaw. She didn't have a perfect day on Saturday, but she saw something. Something that made her want to keep moving. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.